And we have bottom of the table, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats taking on third place and in form Wigan Warriors. And we are underway. We'll bring Andy Kelly in just a moment. They've made already a breakdown this near side with Matt Ryan. Ryan gets the ball back on the inside. Wow, what a start here from the Wildcats, because Craig Hall has stormed away to score a try. Well, less than a minute in fact, 45 seconds in, and Craig Hall has made it Wakefield Wildcats 4, Wigan 0.
Yeah, an absolutely fantastic scything run. The timing on Matt Ryan was perfect. He cut through the Wigan defence like a knife through butter around the halfway line, scooted towards the fullback boy and picked up the supporting Craig Hall on the inside. And once he picked him up, there was nobody in front of Hall, and he scores to the left of the post, 20 metres in from field. That is an absolutely fantastic start for Wakefield Trinity Wildcats.
So first opportunity for the Warriors to test the Wildcats in defence. McAlorum there was to Lee Mossop, who drove towards the post. McAlorum once again, short ball to Crosby this time. Crosby's got across the line. They're claiming a try here at Wigan. Have they got it? Yes, says Robert Hicks, having checked with both touch judges. First test for the Wakefield defence, and they didn't measure up. And it's actually Dom Crosby who's got across the line for that first Warriors try. It's Wakefield 6.
Wigan benefiting from that penalty as they tried to offload around the halfway line. Player held back in as he was trying to support the ball carrier. Gave the penalty to Wigan just as it looked like the set was going to come to nothing. Very quickly then they've gone to the middle of the field. McAlorum bringing Mossop into the game first to the right of the post. Dom Crosby, who's too close, too big, gets to the line and scores Wigan's try.
Defence, a chance of nicking an extra 10 metres. Here's Matty Smith for Wigan. And Matty Smith goes right through the middle, steps around his man, and he's away underneath the posts. Well, where were the Wakefield defence? They seemed to melt away as Smith got the ball there. A second try for Wigan, and the game is turning around here. It's Wakefield 6, Wigan 10.
Yeah, that's an unbelievably soft try through the middle of the field. Credit Matt Smith, because he's carried the ball to the line, but he's found himself in some space. We've got some presumption there going on with the defenders. They've gone to go to the support players, and they've not picked up the man with the ball. Well,
Liam Farrell will play the ball in to Mickey McAlorum. They're down the left-hand side here, our Wigan, with Sargentson. Gets the ball away to Burgess. Burgess has got a one-on-one here with Craig Hall, and he easily skins Hall for pace and cruises away underneath the post. We're 20 and a half minutes in at the Rapid Solicitors Stadium, and that was another one. Easy as you like for Burgess, and it's now Wakefield 6, Wigan 16.
Yeah, well, that's just great play by Wigan. They started with a top 20. They've moved the ball to the centre field area, then off to the left-hand side of the field into the hands of Sargentson. Once Burgess is in the open field, and he just rounds Craig Hall without any contact whatsoever with the fullback. Too quick, too agile, and goes under the post for the third Wigan try.
A chance here for Wakefield. They've got the ball away on the far side. It looks like it could be Danny Kermond who's taken the pass. It is Danny Kermond, and it is a second Wakefield try of the evening. And it was a good one when it came. Flat pass, Kermond found the hole, and arcs around behind the posts to touch the ball down. It's Wakefield coming back at 10 points to 18.
Yeah, fantastic piece of play by Wakefield, because they were in exchanges on their own halfway line, or in their own half. Welcome points for Wakefield, and strikes them right back into this game.
Wakefield line, Hampshire takes a ball from Smith. Here is Manfredi taking that pass now, and Dom Manfredi has stepped inside his man and carried the Wakefield defender over the line for a fourth Wigan try of the afternoon. Dom Manfredi, he is in red-hot form in terms of scoring tries, and he's now made it Wakefield 12, Wigan 22.
Yeah, simple as you like from the scrum. One ruck to the post, come back to the right-hand side of the field from where the scrum had packed, creates a little bit of space and gets beyond Riley to score the points.
And it's with Washbrook, gets the pass away to Kermond, scorer of one of their tries, steps off the right foot, comes back towards the post. Had support from Godinet, but in the end took the tackle. Godinet picks it up, goes from dummy half, and Godinet's nicked one in the dying seconds. Right, in fact, on the half-time hooter, Peter Godinet gives the Wildcats a lifeline. It is now Wakefield 16, Wigan 24.
Caught the Wigan defence a bit by surprise. They had to backpedal and that is a very important try for Wakefield Trinity Wildcats.
So the teams will leave the field at half-time with a score of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 18, Wigan Warriors 24.
Yeah, again, although they've been under pressure from Wigan, and you'd say that Wigan are probably good value for six, if not more, points lead at half-time. They haven't got the ball over the line enough to put Wakefield to the sword in this first 40 minutes. And Wakefield have shown some great tenacity, some good belief, and they've kept coming back at Wigan. So just when you think they're under the kind of pressure that's going to make them buckle, they strike back, and that last try from Peter Godinet probably just suggests the way Wakefield have come back in that half and the kind of sort of resilience that they've had to show.
Here is Sargentson making the break for Wigan. He's got support on the outside. Oh, beautiful take from Joe Burgess with a ball that was behind him. That is a fantastic take from the winger and a brilliant try from Wigan. Just what the Wildcats did not want.
Yeah, Sargentson's done a great job there, the left centre, as he's got into open field. He's held the ball up long enough. He's very, very close to the touchline, but the skills held up and the try was scored.
Will they wilt as the second half goes on, or will they come back? Here's Godinet, gets the ball away, and they have come back, and they've come back straight away, and it looks as though it's Chris Riley, I think, who's got across for the try, way out the far end of the field. Godinet picked up some loose stuff off the deck, and they've fed off a Wigan mistake, and it is Chris Riley, and it's Wakefield 22, Wigan 30, got my answer.
Mossop.
And it's Lee Mossop who's come crashing onto the ball. He's taken out a Wildcats player. I think Danny Kermond has felt the worst of that in back play. Mossop scores what is Wigan's sixth of the evening. And that may just be one too far for the Wildcats here. We shall see. It's Wakefield 22, Wigan 34.
Well, that's just a power play by Wigan. It wasn't on the fifth or last. Very, very strong forward try, that one.
Lofted pass out this near side to Joe Burgess for Wigan. And Joe Burgess, has he got in for a hat-trick? He has indeed this time. Referee Robert Hicks checked with both touch judges and awards the Warriors their seventh try of the evening. Three for Joe Burgess, and it means it's Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 22 and Wigan Warriors 40. So Wakefield have it. We're inside the final few seconds. In fact, there goes the final hooter. Matty Ryan finishing up with the ball, but Wigan finishing up with the points here at the Rapid Solicitors Stadium. Warm applause from some of the home supporters who remain, and I think that's fair enough, because as I say, coming into the game, Wigan were a very warm order to win the match, and when you look at the two teams on paper, might have been expected to win this by a greater than 18 point margin.
Yeah, I think Wakefield made a fist of trying to compete with Wigan for 50-55 minutes. I think it's just the weight of that sort of onslaught from Wigan. When you look at the pack that they put out tonight and the forwards that they had on the bench, it was unrelenting the whole game, the physicality through the middle of the park, and it just wore Wakefield down.